games against Gold Coast and St Kilda in the next 2 weeks, the Hawks may still go to their mid-season break 6-4 and looking relatively healthy. But the little lapses in concentration, Nathan, are bigger issues for Alistair Clarkson's team than any structural problems and perhaps harder to address. There's certainly no escaping the fact that the Hawks have them, and they're coming at critical times both early and late. In round two, Essendon had 7 goals on the board before the Hawks managed their second. In round four, Port Adelaide had racked up 11 before Hawthorn registered their second. And in the losses to the Bombers, GWS and to the Swans last night, the Hawks have conceded 11 of the last 12 goals scored across those three games. Like the 2012 Grand Final, Clarkson can look at some key indicators and wonder just how his side lost last night. The Hawks won the contested ball. They smashed the Swans up with clearances. They walloped them 54-36 or inside 50s. A scoreline of 9-15 says plenty about the wastefulness, of course. But so does the extent of the damage done by opponents when the Hawks relax their grip on games, however slightly. You could argue that but for a couple of short lapses, another couple of seconds against Essendon, or Cyril Rioli taking Jack Gunston's handball cleanly last night, the Hawks might even be undefeated. But that would be a dangerous mindset to take forward, Nathan, because at 4-4, already 4 games behind the top team on the ladder, the clock on 2015 is starting to tick. And the Hawks don't want to end up like a punchline from that famous 1960 sitcom Get Smart. Missed it? By that much.